نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والزاريات ضربا فالحاملات وقرا فالجاريات يسرا فالمقسمات امرا انما توعدون لصادق وان الدين لواقع صدق الله العظيم. Before we proceed with Surah Al-Zariyat, I forgot to tell you that out of the three Madani Surahs of the last group, two were definitely in the form of a pair. Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Surah Al-Fath. But Surah Al-Hujarat was solitary, unique. It has no pair. In the same way, out of these seven Makki Surahs, the first of which was Suratul Kaf. This Surah Kaf is unique and solitary. But the rest of the six surahs are divisible into three pairs. And you will see that the same relationship between Suratul An'am and Suratul A'raf. In one surah, you will find At-Tazkir bi Ayyamillah. In the other, At-Tazkir bi Ala'illah. So for two groups, it is very evident. But the third and final group, that is a very unique group in the whole of Quran, we shall discuss later when we reach there, inshallah. وَزَارِيَاتِ زَرْوَنْ By the scattering winds that scatter dust. We have one surah before which started in this style. وَصَافَاتِ صَفَّنْ فَزَاجِرَاتِ زَجْرًا فَالْتَارِيَاتِ سِكْرًا So that was Surah Al-Saffat. And there we know that it was the angels, you know, who were mentioned over there. But here, these are the winds. And you may note it, that rih, the Arabic for wind, rih, and ruh, for the soul, for the spirit, they are also very close. Waw and ya, they are actually huruf illat, weak alphabets of the Arabic language that take each other's place alternatingly. As I told you, Nar and Noor are very close to each other. So Ruh and Reeh are also very close. By the scattering winds that scatter dust, then they are bearing a load, that is of the clouds. Then they are distributing the affair, that is whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, the rain comes. Others, you know, keep dry. إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَصَادِقٌ What you are being promised is surely true. وَإِنَّ الدِّينَ لَوَاقِعٌ And definitely, the recompense is sure to happen. This is the main theme of these surahs. إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَوَاقِعٌ إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَصَادِقٌ وَإِنَّ الدِّينَ لَوَاقِعٌ Whatever is being promised with you, that a day will come when you will have to stand before your Lord for that grand accountability, and then you know you will have to face the results of your deeds. إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَصَادِقٌ وَإِنَّ الدِّينَ لَوَاقِعٌ What you are promised is surely true, and the recompense is sure to come. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْحُبُكِ By the heaven full of paths, إِنَّكُمْ لَفِي قَوْلٍ مُخْتَلِفٍ Surely you are at variance in your sayings. يُفَكُ عَنْهُ مَنُفِكُ Turned away from this truth is he who has been diverted. قُرِلَ الْخَرَّاسُونَ These conjecturers will perish. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي غَبْرَةٍ سَعْهُونَ Who are in an abyss and neglectful. يَسْأَلُونَ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الدِّينَ They ask, When shall be the day of recompense? You say it will come. When it will come? يَوْمَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ It will be the day when they shall be punished in the fire. ذُوقُوا فِتْنَتَكُمْ And it will be said, Now taste your punishment. هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَسْتَعْجَلُونَ This is what you sought to be hastened. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ Surely the God-fearing will be in the gardens and springs. آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ They will be receiving that which their Lord will give them. innahum kanu qabla zalika muhsinin. They were before this, before coming here, in the hereafter, in the world, in their previous life, they were excellent in deeds, muhsinin. Kanu qalila min al-layli ma yahja'un. They used to sleep but little at night. They used to keep awake. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ وَمِنْ قُسْمِنْهُ قَلِيلًا وَبِالْأَصْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And again before the dawn, they used to ask the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. And in their wealth, there was a necessary portion for the beggar and the deprived. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. And in the earth, there are signs for those who are convinced or who want to be convinced. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. And within your own selves also, there are our signs. أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Don't you see? Can't you peep down into your hearts? وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. And in the heaven is your sustenance and that which you are promised. فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So by the Lord of heaven and earth, إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ مِثْلَ مَا أَنْتُمْ تَنْتِقُونَ. This is surely the truth, just as you are speaking. Just we are talking to each other in the same way. This day of judgment will come. هَلَ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ ضَيْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. Has the story of the honored guests of Ibrahim عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ came to you? Is دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ. The angels, you know, which were sent to bring that chastisement to the twin cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, which were destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They first of all came to Ibrahim. We have read it several times. Is dakhalu alayhi. When they entered upon him, faqalu salama, they said, salam, peace. Qala salamun. Now in reply, Ibrahim also said, peace, qawmun munkarun. But you are a people unknown to me. I don't know you. Maybe this he said in his heart only. Faragha ila ahlihi. So he turned to his family. Fajaa bih ijlin sameen. And he brought a roasted calf. Faqarrabahu ilayhim. And he laid it before them. Qala ala taakuloon. He said, do you not eat? Faujasa minhum khifa. So he conceived a fear from them. Because in those days, it was the practice of people who went somewhere to kill somebody. They won't taste the salt of that person whom they are going to kill. So Ibrahim thought, alayhi salatu wasalam, that they want to do some harm to me. That is why they are not eating, you know, from my table. فَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفَةً. So he conceived a fear from them. قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ. They said, don't have any fear. وَبَشَّرُوهُ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ. And they gave him the good tidings of a knowledgeable son. For Hazrat Ishaq, Alim. And for Hazrat Ismail, Halim. As I told you, this word Halim appears in the Quran either for Allah or twice for Ibrahim and once for Ismail. For nobody else in the whole of Quran. But compared to Ismail, he was termed Halim. Here, Ishaq is termed Halim, Alim, knowledgeable. فَأَقْبَلْتِ امْرَاتُهُ فِي سَرَّةٍ. Then came forward his wife, Hazrat Sara رضي الله تعالى عنه, with loud grumbling. فَسَكَّتْ وَجْهَهَا. And she smote her face, struck her face. وَقَالَتْ عَجُوزًا عَقِيمٌ. And she said, an old barren woman? She was nearly 99 at that time of age. And all the life she had been barren. Hazrat Ibrahim was 100 years. So she said, is it possible? What are you saying? Ajuzun aqeem. I'm very old. And then I have been barren all the life. Qalu kazalik. They said, this will happen. Qala rabbuke. This is the saying of your Lord. Innahu huwa al-hakim al-alim. Verily, he is the wise, the knower. Qala fama khatbukum ayyuha al-mursaloon. Now Ibrahim asked them, what's your mission? O people who have been sent, O messengers. قَالُوا إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ مُجْرِمِينَ They said, we have been sent upon a guilty, for a guilty people. لَنُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهِمْ حِيَارَةٌ مِّنْ تِينَ So that we may send down upon them stones of clay. مُسَوَّمَةً إِنْدَ رَبِّكَ Marked from your Lord for the criminals. مُسَوَّمَةً إِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُسْرِفِينَ فَأَخْرَجْنَا مَنْ كَانَ فِيهَا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Then we took out such believers as were there in that city. فَمَا وَجَدْنَا فِيهَا غَيْرَ بَيْتِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ But we didn't find in that city except one house of the Muslims. House of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. He himself and his two daughters, that's all. Not even his own wife. وَتَرَكْنَا فِيهَا آيَةٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ And we left therein a sign for those who fear the painful chastisement. وَفِي مُوسَى And also there are signs in the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. إِذَا سَلْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ When we sent him to Fir'aun with the manifest authority. فَتَوَلَّا بِرُكْنِهِ He turned away arrogantly on account of his might, power. وَقَالَ سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونَ And he said about Musa, either he is a sorcerer or a madman. فَأَخَذْنَاهُ وَجُنُودَهُ So we seized him and his hosts and armies. فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ And we threw them فِي الْيَمْ In the sea. وَهُوَ مُلِيم And he was blameworthy. وَفِي عَادٍ In the same way, there are signs in the story of Aad. إِذَا أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّيحَ الْعَقِيمَ When we sent against them a barren wind, مَا تَذَرُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَتَتْ عَلَيْهِ It left nothing it came upon, إِلَّا جَعَلَتْهُ كَالرَّمِيمِ But it made it like ashes. وَفِي سَمُودَ In the same way, in the story of Samud, إِذْ قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَمَتَّعُوا حَتَّاهِينَ When it was said to them, Now you can enjoy the comforts for a while. فَعَتَوْا نَمْرِ رَبِّهِمْ They revolted against the command of their Lord. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ السَّاعِقَةُ وَهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ And so a thunderbolt seized them while they were beholding. فَمَا اسْتَطَعُوا مِنْ قِيَامٍ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْتَصِرِينَ Now they couldn't stand up. They couldn't rise up. And nor they were able to defend themselves or to take revenge for themselves. وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ مِّنْ قَبْلِ And before them, the nation of Nuh, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ Verily, they were also transgressing people. Now these were the Amba'ur Rusul. Lut, then Hud, Nuh, Saleh, all have been mentioned. Hazrat Musa, they have been mentioned. But about Ibrahim, not of that type, not Ambaur Rusul, but only an event that the angels came to him and they had a conversation. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ And the heaven, we have made it with our own hands. What does it mean? With our own might. وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ And we are able to extend the vastness of the space thereof. We can expand. Now this comes, or we should say, the theory of expanding universe comes very near to this. We have created the heaven, and we can expand it. So that expansion, theory of the expanding universe, now this has come very close to this ayah of Quran. وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا And the land, earth, we spread it. فَنِيمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ So how excellent spreaders are we. وَمِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ And out of everything we have created pairs that you may be admonished. Now what is the admonishment or reminding in this reality that everything has been created in pairs? There should be a pair of this life. Life of this world and the life of hereafter. They go to make something complete. Otherwise, this life is incomplete. Here, whosoever doing wrong, he is not punished. Whosoever is doing good, he doesn't get the reward. So this is an illogical life of this world. It will be completed and become logical only when you add to it the life of the hereafter. So this is a couple. This earth and the sky, they are a couple. From there, water comes, and then earth gives out its vegetation. Just as man and woman, they both go to make, you know, fulfill a purpose of procreation. Neither only male can procreate, nor only female can procreate, except Mary, Maryam, alayhi salatu wa salam. But that was an exception by the command of Allah. But you need a male and a female for procreation. So this is everything we have created in pairs, that you may be admonished and reminded. Fafirru ilallah. So run you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni lakum minhu nazirun mubeen. Verily, I am a plain warner from him to you. وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ. And don't set up with Allah another God. إِنِّي لَكُم مِّنْهُ نَزِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ. Surely, I am a plain warner from him to you. كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ. In the same way, whenever a messenger came to those who were before them, they always said, either he is a sorcerer or a madman, Majnoon. Atawasaw bihi. Had they handed over some legacy, those people of the ancient had given this will to them, that you should also say the same to your messenger, which we said for our messenger. Balum qawmun taghoon. Nay, they are a transgressing people. Fatawalla anhum. So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you turn away from them. فَمَا أَنْتَ بِمَلُومٍ. You are not going to be reproached. If they are not believing in you, if they are not responding to your da'wah, your call, no blame to you. You have to do your duty and that's all. They will be blamed. They will be blameworthy. They will be caught. They will be seized. They will be punished. مَا أَنْتَ بِمَلُومٍ. You are not going to be reproached. وَذَكِّرْ. But go on admonishing. Go on reminding. فَإِنَّ الزِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Because if this admonition or reminding is not benefiting these people, it definitely benefits those who believe. Repetition, repetition for the mu'mineen. Reminding and reminding and reminding. So that they are reminded again and again of their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of their consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have not created the jinn and the humans except for the purpose that they should obey me, they should worship me, they should love me, they should adore me. This life has been given to us for worshipping and loving and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I explained what is ibadah? Total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Total. But with extreme love for him. These two things go to make ibadah. Total obedience. You have love, but you are not obeying. This is cancelled. You are obeying, but not loving. This is also cancelled. Because you obey even the tyrants, even the dictators, even the oppressors. Is obeying Allah like that? No. Obey him, but this obedience has to be total. From the depths of your hearts. Out of extreme love for him. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِرِزْقِينَ. I don't want any sustenance from them. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُتْعِمُونَ. I don't want that they should feed me. إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الرَّزَاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. On the contrary, Allah is himself the bestower of sustenance and the Lord of power and ever strong. فَإِنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا ذُنُوبًا مِثْلَ ذُنُوبِ أَصْحَابِهِمْ. So those who do evil shall have their own portion, like the portion of their companions of the past. What happened to them will happen to these people also. فَلَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. So let them not hasten it. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ يَوْمِهِمُ الَّذِي يُوَعَدُونَ. So woe to those who disbelieve for that day of theirs which they are promised. Surah At-Tur. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. At-Tur. By the mount of Tur, the kitabim mastur, and by the book inscribed, fi raqqin manshur, in a parchment unrolled, wal baitil ma'mur, and the house always filled by angels. It is on the seventh heaven, the replica of Baitullah, that is on the seventh heaven, Baitul Ma'mur. Always, you know, angels are circumambulating around it, just as, you know, this tawaf goes on in the Baitullah al-Haram. وَالسَّقْفِ الْبَرْفُوعِ, by the roof which is elevated, that is the heaven. وَالْبَحْرِ الْمَسْجُورِ, and by the sea which is swarming. إِنَّ عَزَابَ رَبِّكَ لَوَاقِعِ. Now all these oaths are on this. Verily, surely, certainly, the punishment from your Lord is to come. It will come. مَا لَهُ مِنْ دَعْفِهِ. There is none to avert it. يَوْمَ تَمُورُ السَّمَاءُ مَوْرًا. Now a description of that. زَلْزَلَةُ السَّاعَةِ. On the day when the heaven will shake with an awful shaking. وَتَسِيرُ الْجِبَالُ سَيْرًا. And the mountains will move away with an awful movement. فَوَيْلٌ يَوْمَ اِذِلِّ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. So woe on that day to the disbelievers. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي خَوْضٍ يَلْعَبُونَ. Who in their vain talk are playing, not paying heed to what the messenger is saying, not considering it. يَوْمَ يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَىٰ نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ دَعَىٰ. But on the day when they will be pushed to the hellfire with a dreadful pushing. هَذِهِ النَّارُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ. This is that fire which you had been belying. أَفَسِحْرٌ هَذَا. Is this a sorcery? Is this a magic? أَمَنْتُمْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Or are you not seeing it with your eyes? إِسْلَوْهَا. Now enter it. فَاسْبِرُوا أَوْ لَا تَسْبِرُوا. Then bear it patiently or don't bear it. Go on crying. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. This will be equal to you. إِنَّمَا تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Surely you are being rewarded and recompensed for what you used to do. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَعِيمٍ. On the other hand, the God-fearing people will be in the gardens in bliss. فَاكِهِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Rejoicing in what their Lord will be giving to them. وَوَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. And their Lord will save them from the chastisement of the hellfire. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا. Eat and drink pleasantly. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. For what you had been doing. مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَىٰ سُرُرٍ مَصْفُوفَةٍ. Reclining on the couches which will be placed in rows. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. And we shall espouse them with wide-eyed houris. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ. And those who believe and their children, their offspring, also follow them in faith. أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. We shall join with them their offsprings. وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And we shall not diminish anything of their deeds. That is, if the father, he has the right to go to a higher Jannah. The sons and daughters, they are mu'min. This is the condition. But they are not up to that level. So they can't go to that level. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of those who deserve the higher level, He will raise the level of the sons and daughters, progeny, and He will take them to the father or the parents, mother, without diminishing the level of the original. They will not come down to be with their offsprings, but the offsprings will be taken up. Kullum rahim bima kasab rahin. Every man is pledged against what he earned. وَأَمْدَدْنَاهُمْ بِفَاكِهَةٍ وَلَحْبٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. And we shall aid them with fruits and meat, whatever they desire. يَتَنَازَعُونَ فِيهَا كَاسًا. And they will be snatching from one each other in playing the cup from each other. لَا لَغْمٌ فِيهَا وَلَا تَعْصِيمٌ. In the wine of that cup, there will be no vain talk nor sin. وَيَتُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ غِلْمَانٌ لَهُمْ. And their own boys, youth, will be going around them. And these boys will be كَأَنَّهُمْ لُؤْلُؤٌ مَكْنُونٌ. as if they are hidden pearls. وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. And now some of them will turn to the other and question. قَالُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ. Now they are in Jannah, but they are saying to each other, surely we were, before coming here, in that world, in our families, we were ever fearful of the hereafter. We didn't know what will happen to us. We were not sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our sins. Last night we read, وَإِنْ أَدْرِي مَا يُفَعَلُوا بِي وَلَا بِكُمْ. I don't know what will be done to me or to you. So the true believer is always fearing here. He never has the confidence that I have done very good deeds, so I deserve nothing, nothing of that sort. The Prophet once said, nobody will be able to enter Jannah on the basis of his deeds only, unless the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls him up. And somebody asked, even you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is this rule applicable to you also? He said, yes, to me also. إِلَّا أَن تَغَمَّدَنِي رَبِّي بِرَحْمَتِهِ. Except that Allah covers me with His mercy. Even I won't be able. So, there is nothing, you know, that we should be sure. إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. So, Allah has favored us. وَوَقَانَ عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. And He has saved us from the chastisement of the burning wind. Inna kunna min qablu nad'uhu. But in that life also, yes, we used to call upon him. Innahu huwal barur rahim. Verily he is the most kind and the most merciful. Fadhakkir fama anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi kahinin aw wala majnun. So Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you go on reminding them, admonishing them, because you are not from the blessings of your Lord, neither a soothsayer nor a madman. Am yakuluna shairun natarabbasu bihi raibul manun. Are they saying that he is a poet and we await some calamity of time to befall on him? Qul tarabbasu fa inni ma'akum minal mutarabbisin. Say to them, await, I shall also be waiting with you. Am tamurhum alamum bihaza. Do their intellects tell them this thing? That this person is mad or poet? Abhum qawmun ta'hoon. Or they are rebellious. Their own intellects are not testifying to this. But out of their rebellious, you know, attitude, they are saying this. Am yakuluna taqawwalahu? Balla yu'minun. Do they say he has invented it? Nay, they do not agree. Falyatu bi hadithin mislihi. If they say that he has forged it, he has composed it, he has written it. For yatu bi hadithin mislihi in kanu sadiqin. If they are truthful, then they should bring forth a discourse or a recital like this. Am khuliqu min ghairi shay'in am humul khaliqun. Very important ayah. Were they created by none? Or are they the creators? Did you create yourself? No. Could you be created without any creator? No. There can be no answer except no. Am khuliqu min ghairi shay'in am humul khaliqun. Am khalaqu samawati wal ard. Have they created the heavens and the earth? Bal la yuqinun. But they don't believe and they are convinced, not convinced of anything. Am indahum khazainu rabbika. Do they possess the treasures of your Lord? Am humul musaytirun. Or are they the dispensers, the distributors? Am lahum sullamun yastami'una fi. Have they got any stairway, any ladder in which they listen to the world of the unseen? Falyati mustami'uhum bi sultanin mubin. So let any one of them who listens, he should bring a clear authority thereof. Am lahul banatu wa lakumul bunun. Are for him daughters and for you sons. Am tasaluhum ajran? Do you ask Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from them any wage, any any reward? Fahum min maghrabin muskalun. And they have been overburdened by the debt, by your demand. Am indahum al-ghaybu fahum yaktubun. Do they have the knowledge of the unseen and they are writing it? Am yuriduna kaidan? Are they trying to plot and conspire against Muhammad? فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُهُمُ الْمَكِيدُونَ. But they are themselves caught in a plot. أَمْ لَهُمْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Do they have any God except Allah? سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Allah is glorified from what they are associating with Him. وَهِنْ يَرَوْا كِسْوَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ سَاقِطًا. And if they see that a fragment of the heaven is falling down, يَقُولُوا صَحَابٌ مَرْكُومٌ. They will say, it's only clouds amassed. Just as, you know, the Qawm Aad, when that chastisement of Allah came, they thought that this is cloud, it will rain. They were enjoying. فَذَرْهُمْ حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي فِيهِ يُسْعَقُونَ. So leave them, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Leave them alone. Till they meet their day, in which they shall be thunderstruck. يَوْمَ لَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. On that day, when their plotting will avail them of nothing. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْسَرُونَ. Nor they will be helped. وَإِنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا عَذَابًا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. And surely for those who are doing these evils, committing these evil deeds, there is a chastisement before that also. That chastisement, final chastisement, Azab al-Akbar, before that, small chastisements can come. Then this can be the chastisement of the hereafter, before that, the chastisements in this world, and number two, in the graves. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْسَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of them know not. وَاسْمِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ. So be patient and wait for the command of your Lord. When after sabr there is this lam, wasbir le, it means wait. Don't take any hasty step. You have to wait the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam only committed this mistake. He didn't wait for the command of Allah to come to permit him to leave his nation and go away. He went away by his own, on his own. So he was punished. Wasbir le hukm rabbik. So you have to wait for the command of your Lord. فَإِنَّكَ بِعَيُنِنَا. Because you are in our sight. We are seeing you. Whatever is happening to you, we know it. We are seeing. وَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ. And you glorify your Lord with His praise. When you arise in the night from the sleep. Or you arise in the day to pray. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَصَبِّحْهُ. And in the hours of the night, glorify Him. وَإِدْبَارَ النُّجُومِ. And at the setting of the stars, when the stars set, now the night is going, the dawn is come. So that is also a time when you should have tasbih and tahmid. Now the setting of the stars, with the mention of the setting of the stars, this surah At-Tur ended. And Surah An-Najm starts with this. Surah Al-Najm and Surah Al-Qamar, they are a pair. You'll find in Surah Al-Qamar, the Ambaw al-Rusul, the big news of the messengers of Allah. But in Surah Al-Najm, it's all tazkir bi-ala illah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa-Najmi iza hawa. By the star when it goes down. Ma dhalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa. Your companion, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has not gone astray, nor has he erred. Don't think he's committing some mistake when he says, I saw the angel. Don't think he has been possessed by some evil spirit. No, no. وَمَا يَنْتَقْوَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. And he does not speak out of his own desire. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Surely this Quran is nothing but a revelation revealed to him. عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَىٰ. And he was taught by one who has very mighty power. And this is denoting Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. شَدِيدُ الْقُوَىٰ. ذُو مِرَّةٍ. He is strong and perfect. فَاسْتَوَىٰ. So he stood straight. وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْعَالَىٰ. And he was on the uppermost horizon. summa dana. Then he drew near, fatadalla, and hung down, suspended. Fakana qaba qawsani adna. Then he was within two bows length, or even nearer. Fa'auha ila abdihi ma'auha. Then he revealed to the servant of God what he revealed. These ayat are interpreted in many ways. But I agree with those who think this incident was when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the angel Jibreel in his own original angelic form in the horizon. This is given in, you know, authentic ahadith. He was coming down from the Jabalul Nur, the Mount of Light. And there is the cave of Hira at the top of that mountain of light. He was coming down. So he heard someone say, Ya Muhammad. He saw there, right, left, front, back, nobody was to be seen. So he had some fear. What is it? Then he walked a few steps more. Then there was again, Ya Muhammad. Again the same thing. He looked to the left, to the right. Nobody to be seen. So his fear was increased. Then after a few steps again, Ya Muhammad. Now, suddenly his eyes rose into the horizon. And he saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. And he was in the full form of an angel. Otherwise, when Jibreel came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of human beings. And Dihya Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the very beautiful, handsome companions of the Prophet. And usually, Jibreel came in the form of Dihya radiallahu anhu. But here Jibreel was, whole the horizon was full of him. This angel, how can we say? And how he recognized it in Jibreel? Because when the first wahi had come, he had seen him. But that was Banan Nome Wal Yaqza. At that time, he was neither sleeping nor awake. In between the two conditions, semi-sleeping condition, the first wahi came. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Khalaq al-insana min alaq. When Jibreel hugged thrice Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said Iqra, and the reply was, I am not a qari. I don't read. So he hugged him. So now he recognized. But then he was full of, you know, fear. The awe of Hazrat. But then Hazrat Jibreel came down. And his relation, his connection with the heaven was not broken. As if something, you know, hangs down. And then he sent the wahi. And what was that wahi? The first seven ayat of Surah Al-Muddassir. Ya ayyuhal muddassir, qum fa'anzir, wa rabbaka fa'kabbir, wa siyabaka fa'tahhir, wa rujza fa'jur, wa la tamnun tastaksir, wa li rabbika fa'sbir. So this is the shan-e-nuzul of these ayat which appear in the beginning of Surah Al-Muddassir. Ma kadab al-fuadu ma ra. The heart didn't belie that what he saw. Does it mean? Sometimes you see something, but you have doubt. But what I am seeing, is it okay? It is correct? Am I awake? Or I am seeing a dream? Aanch mein bhi naam ya rab bedari siyab khab. I am seeing it in actuality or in a dream. But whatever the eyes of Muhammad saw, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his heart confirmed, not belied it. أَفَتُمَارُونَهُ عَلَى مَا يَرَى. So, will you then dispute with him as to what he saw? وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى. And he had seen him once more. Jibreel, only twice Muhammad saw him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his own original form of the angel. One was this, on the horizon, and the other was on the night of ascension, when Jibreel took him. But till the Sidratul Muntaha, he was disguised. But at the Sidratul Muntaha, he then presented himself to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his full angelic form. And that was the second time. When Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam as a full angel, in original form of an angel. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَىٰ And he had seen him once more also in the Sidratil Muntaha, by the low tree of the utmost boundary. That is the actually boundary. Lahut, Nasut, you know. Beyond that, Jibreel couldn't go. So, that was the boundary. This world of Amr and the world of creation. Is Yakshas Sidrata Ma Yaksh, Indaha Jannatul Bawa. Near that low tree, there is the garden of abode. That is also very near. Indaha Jannatul Mawa. Is Yakshas Sidrata Ma Yaksha. When the low tree was shrouded, by what was surrounding it? You can't understand. And we can't explain in your language what was surrounding it. What was coming down on that tree. The anwar, the lights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our language cannot express them. So, ma yaksha. Is yaksha sirrata? Ma yaksha. When you know that tree was covered by what was it covered by? Ma zagh al basaru wa ma tagha. This ayah is very important. The eye swerved not, nor transgressed. What does it mean? If you try to look a very strong light directly, your eye will not be able to stand it. You will turn. It didn't happen with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His eyes kept seeing. He had that capacity. But also, there are limits. If you are in the presence of someone who is very big, very high, you don't lift your eyes more than a certain limit. So this was also there. The eyes of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not cross the limits of abdiya, ma tagha, neither transgressed the limits of abdiya. He was abd of Allah. Allah was the Lord of him. So, both things, you know, neither the sight swerved, nor it transgressed. And there is a very beautiful couplet of Iqbal. And I could understand this ayah only after reading that couplet. Aine visal mein mujhe hausla-e nazar na tha. Hausla-e nazar. The courage to see. Here, the opposite of this, Iqbal has put there. Aine visal mein mujhe hausla-e nazar na tha. When I was very close to my beloved, I didn't have the courage to see. Garche bahana ju rahi meri nigahe be-adab. Although my, you know, sight was not muaddab. And it tried to, you know, transgress. So I was trying to transgress, but I couldn't see. Aine visal mein mujhe hausla-e nazar na tha, garche bahana ju rahi meri nigahe be-adab. But here, ma zagal basaru wa ma tagha. Neither the sight swerved, nor transgressed the limit. لَقَدْ رَا مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَىٰ Verily he saw the biggest signs of his Lord. There was a controversy whether the Prophet saw him, Allah, or not. Quran doesn't confirm it. Quran doesn't say, Muhammad saw Allah. Here also, greatest signs of his Lord. The greatest signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were there at that juncture, you know, of this world and the other world. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّىٰ Now this was actually a description of the heavenly part of Miraj, the ascension. It had two components. One, this worldly, from Masjidul Haram at Makkah to Masjidul Aqsa at Jerusalem. Then from there, ascension to the heavens. So this is mentioned here. And the first is mentioned in the beginning, first ayah of Surah Bani Israel. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّىٰ Now the deities that they had concocted. Have you ever considered the Lat and Uzza? Wa manat as-salisat al-ukhra and the manat, the other third. Alakum az-zakaru wa lahu al-unsa? Are for you males and for him, Allah, females? Tilka idan qismatun ziza. Now this is a very unjust division. In hiya illa asma'un sammaytum muha antum wa abaukum. These are only names. You have concocted them. You and your fathers. Ma anzalallahu biha min sultan. Allah has not at all sent down any authority or any proof for them. In yattabi'una illa zann. They are only conjecturing. They are following only their guess and conjectures. وَمَا تَعْوَى الْأَنْفُسِ And also what their animal souls desire. وَلَقَدْ جَاهُمْ مِنْ رَبِّهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ But now to them, the real guidance has come from their Lord. أَمْ لِلْإِنسَانِ مَا تَمَنَّىٰ Shall man have whatever he wishes? فَلِلَّهِ الْآخِرَةُ وَالْأُولَىٰ But in Allah's hands are the hereafter as well as the first, that is this life. This life is also in the head of Allah. He gives to whomsoever He likes more and He gives to whomsoever likes less. وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا And how many angels are there in the heavens? Their intercession will not be of any avail whatsoever. إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ يَعْذَنَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْضَى Except that Allah gives leave to whomsoever He wishes and for whomsoever He is pleased with. Two conditions. Leave to the intercessor. Yes, you can say something. And about the person, about whom you are going to say, there is express permission needed. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ Verily those who don't believe in the hereafter, لَيُسَمُّونَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تَسْمِيَةَ الْأُنْسَى They are naming the angels with female names. وَمَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ They have no knowledge of it. إِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا ظَنَّ They are following only their conjectures and nothing else. وَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يَغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا And you, this guessing and conjectures cannot avail you against truth. فَعَرِضْ عَمَّنْ تَوَلَّهُ So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you turn your attention from those who are عَرِضْ عَمَّنْ تَوَلَّهُ who are turning their backs towards you عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا from our admonition وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا and he doesn't desire anything except this world. ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْإِلْمِ This is their attainment Final knowledge, final attainment. They can know only this world, not the hereafter. ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِنَّ رَبَّكَهُ عَالَمُ بِمَنْ ضَلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ Verily your Lord knows better who has gone astray from his path وَهُوَ عَالَمُ بِمَنْ اِهْتَدَى And he knows better who is rightly guided. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ And verily to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever in the earth. لَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا So that he recompenses those who did wrong things, bad things, for what they did. وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى And he should reward those who did good deeds with the fairest reward. الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِسْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشِ Who are those who avoid the great sins and indecencies? Now this subject I got it noted in Surah Tushura. الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِسْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشِ وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ So this is a very important subject. And this is the third time it is appearing in Quran. First of all, it came in Surah An-Nisa, then in Surah Tushura, and then third time here. Greater sins. You take care of greater sins. The smaller sins Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon and excuse. But whosoever is very sensitive about very small things, generally we see that he is committing greater sins. He is involved in riba, interest, usury, but he is very sensitive about, you know, he has raised his hands or not, where he has, you know, folded his hands, here or there. about these things. They are very, very particular, very sensitive. الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِسْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ. Who avoid great sins and indecencies, except small offenses. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. Definitely your Lord has very vast forgiveness. هُوَ عَلَمُ بِكُمْ. He very well knew you. He is أَنْشَاكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. When he was raising you from the earth. وَإِذْ أَنْتُمْ أَجِنَّةٌ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. Also, when you were embryos in the wombs of your mothers. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. So do not hold yourself purified. Allah knows you. You were there. You were a drop of sperm. And then you know this fetus in the womb of the mother. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. He very well knows who is really God-fearing. أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي تَوَلَّى. So Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, have you considered whom who turned away? Mostly people think that this is the citation of an example of Walid bin Mughira. He was one of the big chiefs of Quraysh, a very wealthy person. He had many sons. Khalid ibn Walid, radiyallahu anhu, Saifun min Suyufillah, he was son of Walid bin Mughira. Khalid bin Walid, Walid bin Mughira. He came to Islam very near, very near. He was just about to accept Islam. But then, you know, he thought of his position, that he will be boycotted in his society. His position won't remain the same. So this got him stuck and didn't accept openly. But he had reached very close. أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي تَوَلَّى. Have you considered the person who has turned back? وَعَتَى قَلِيلًا وَاكْدَى. And he leaned towards believing for a while, but then stopped. Ata qalil al-waqta. Aindahu ilmul ghayb fahuwa yara. Does he have the knowledge of the unseen, so that he sees it? Am lam yunabba bima fi suhufil ula, suhufi Musa. Was he not informed of what was in the scriptures of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam? Wa Ibrahim al-lazi waffa. And the scriptures of Ibrahim, he who faithfully fulfilled Allah's commandments and he passed all the tests that Allah asked him to pass through. Allah tazdiru wazratum wizra ukhra, that no burdened soul bears the burden of another. One laysa lil insani illa ma sa'a, and that there shall be for no man anything except that for which he makes effort. One nasayahu safa yura, and that his effort shall soon be before him, it will be seen. Summa yujzahu jazaa al-awfa. Summa yujzahu jazaa al-awfa. And then he shall be recompensed and rewarded with a fullest recompense. Wa anna ila rabbika al-muntaha. That the final end is unto your Lord. Your return is towards your Lord. Wa annahu huwa adhaka wa abka. And that it is he who makes someone laugh and someone weep. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَا. And that he is one who put to death and who keeps alive. وَأَنَّهُ خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنَ الزَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. It is he who has created pairs, spouses, the male and the female. مِن نُطْفَةٍ. From the same sperm drop, إِذَا تُمْنَى. When it is emitted out. وَأَنَّ عَلَيْهِ النَّشْأَةَ الْأُخْرَى. And that on him it is the responsibility of another creation. Is due upon him. Because the reward of the people, that is due on him to be paid to the people. So, alayhin nashat al-ukhra. It is binding on him, so to say. Although we can't say anything is binding on Allah. But kataba ala nafsi rahma la yajma'annakum ila yawm al-qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bound himself by his mercy that he will definitely gather you on the day of judgment. Why? Those who suffered for my sake, if they are not rewarded, it means it's the biggest injustice. If there is no resurrection, if there is no life hereafter, those people who suffered for the sake of truth, who sacrificed, well, they go unrewarded. This is against justice. So it is must for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create again. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَغْنَى وَأَقْنَى. And that it is He who enriches and bestows contentment. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ رَبُّ الشَّيْرَى. And that He is the Lord of the star Sirius. Sirius was a star which the Arabs used to worship. وَأَنَّهُ أَهْلَكَ عَادَ الْأُولَى. And that He destroyed the former Aad, was Samuda, and also the Samud, the nation of Samud, فَمَا أَبْقَى. And He spared none. وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ مِنْ قَبْلٍ. And before them, the people of Nuh, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوهُمْ أَظْلَمَ وَأَطْغَى. Verily, they were exceedingly evil and excessively inordinate. وَالْمُؤْتَفِقَةَ أَهْوَى. And those subverted townships, He overthrew them, the Sodom and Gomorrah. فَقَشَّاهَا مَا غَشَّى. After they were overturned, then they were covered with that with which they were covered. فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكَ تَتَمَارَى. So, which of the graces of your Lord you will dispute and belie? هَذَا نَزِيرٌ مِنَ النُّذُرِ الْأُولَى. This, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is also a warner from amongst the former warners which had been coming. Musa, Isa, Hud, Saleh, they were the warners. أَزِفَتِ الْآزِفَةِ. The near hour has come very near. لَيْسَ لَهَا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ كَاشِفَةً. None beside Allah can avert it. أَفَ مِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ. So do you wonder at this discourse or recital, this revelation of Quran? وَتَزْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ. And you laugh and not weep. You should weep for what is in store for you. What chastisement you will be getting. And you are laughing. وَتَزْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ. And you are laughing and not weeping. وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ. And you are just amusing yourselves, playing, mocking. فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَعْبُدُوا. So prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Him and love Him and obey Him. This is ayah of sajda, so make a sajda. بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ وَنَفَعَنِي وَإِيَّاكُمْ بِالْآيَاتِ وَالذِّكْرِ الْحَكِيمِ.